from KQED.
A new play that premieres in Oakland this weekend takes an unflinching look at violence through the lens of race, law enforcement, and the media. Cops and Robbers is a one-man show from playwright Gino Fajeda. As Rachel Dormhell reports, the West Oakland native brings a range of experience to the script, from his days as a hip-hop artist to his job as an Alameda County Sheriff's Deputy.
Gino Fajeda, who goes by Piper, is at the Laney College cafeteria, handing out flyers, making a serious pitch to get young people out to see his play.
I mean, I put some real life on the stage, and everyone that's interested in improving the quality of life in the community should come check it out.
Fajeda wants Cops and Robbers to show real life through the many faces of Oakland, a perspective he got moving between worlds. He went from West Oakland to Berkeley High to San Francisco State. He toured internationally in an opening band for rap artist Snoop Dogg, speaks Portuguese, and now works as a sheriff's deputy.
I don't think I've ever felt as if I fit into any particular group or any world. I've always had an all-access card where I could move around. I have no idea why.
Fajeda gives his audience their own all-access card in a story about an officer-involved shooting that seems straightforward but keeps pivoting. The play's action starts with Fajeda as a young TV reporter at a crime scene.
An Oakland police officer shot a man across the street from this plant. The man then returned fire.
Fajeda then shapeshifts into the characters who cling to their ideologies like they would to sinking ships. There's the black activist.
They are shooting first and leaving us to ask the questions later. Holding open target practice in our streets.
There's the conservative white talk show host.
God bless that officer who was shot by the suspect. Who I'm willing to bet anything is a parolee.
Fajeda throws one curveball after another at his cast, which also includes a police officer, a thug, and a judge. There are no sacred cows. There are laughs, yet the content is sometimes painfully graphic, dealing with such topics as racism and prostitution. Fajeda says he wants to jolt his audience into action, because given the unrelenting violence, he doesn't see an alternative.
Everybody in Oakland who lives in the flatlands has driven by at one point or another a little girl dressed like a prostitute and prostituting. You know, we've all driven by it. And the majority of us, you know, we shake our head and say that's a damn shame and we keep on driving.
The play's themes are universal, but it's also rooted in Oakland with references to the recent murders of three young children. The first person Fajeda shared the play with was his drama teacher from a community college class some 18 years ago, Amy Zins.
It's like you could read it and think it was just a true story, but it's not. It's just an honest story.
Zins is co-producing Cops and Robbers. She says she was determined to bring the play to audiences after the first read-through, though it could be difficult to work on.
There's some really ugly imagery in it of some really horrible things that happened to people. I would say really only the last few weeks that when I've seen it, I haven't still cried.
Fajeda says he hopes the play inspires people to step up and find solutions. He delivers similar messages as MC of the hip-hop group Flipside. Flipside is writing the music for the film version of the play that Fajeda hopes to begin soon. I'm Rachel Dornhelm, KQED News.
Cops and Robbers premieres Saturday night at the Malanga Arts Center in Oakland. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.